This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got a spaghetti now. Makes through me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them want poison me, throw me thing up. Pass me and them girlfriend.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Foreign Currency, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Scotiabank, Sun Oil Limited, and Tropical Gyros.
And I link up, rose gold for the Cuban link tough. How much I stress up, I'm a ring so. From what day I may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone talk a smack a thing now. Bex throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now.
The Wednesday, February 7th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. on this Wednesday, on this hump day. We're going to get over the hump together. It's Wednesday, so you know we're going to open up the lines. All right, you know how to chime in here in New Providence. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free to anyone of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day, right here. Guardian Talk Radio 96.9 FM. All right. Let's look at the headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. We're going to go down them. What's blazing up the pages of the news, the Nassau Guardian News and Views of Madison's 1844. All brought to you, like I said, by Fine Threads. And on the flip side of the break, I'm opening up the lines. I want your take on all of this. And don't forget, Fine Threads, new arrivals in stock, both locations, Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both of those locations available for you, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Simply log on to finethreads.com, do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. All right, big headlines in The Guardian today. Ankle monitor firm official defends work. 4 bail revocations in last week, but okay, how many murdered while out on bail, though? Can we have the stats on that? And when you look at it, how is this new company compared to the old company? Now, I applaud the 4 bail revocations. But what about this multitude of young males specifically murdered while out on bail? All while wearing ankle monitors. We've seen the reports. And right next to it in the headlines of the irony, murder accused on bail, shot dead. A man on bail is accused of a 2020 murder was shot dead on Hospital Lane in New Providence yesterday afternoon. The details never changed from scene to scene. Chief Superintendent Kristen Skipping said the young man was walking south on Hospital Lane, and as he was walking, another young man emerged from the Sarah Ingram Park and opened fire on the young man, shooting and killing him. There's been a murder every day in New Providence since, and let me get it to A3, since Saturday. And multiple other shootings. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. 5 straight days with a shooting and a murder. Opposition calls for Munroe's resignation. What say you on that? Keen to know. Worries over travel warnings dissipating, says Cooper. They may be dissipating, but what about that news report that's all over the States, emanating from Kentucky? And there's many layers to that onion when you look at it. There's all kind of mitigating factors there. And that's just the front page. So let me know. Chime on in. We're going to take the first break. On the flip side of the break, you know how to chime on in. Text lines are open. Phone lines are open. What say you on all this? The Buzz brought to you by John Shoes. Let me know what you're buzzing on. Coming up on the break, on the flip side of the break, right here, as the Wednesday, February 7th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to a live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got us bagat thing now. Next to me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me. Me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them want poison me from me thing up. Plus me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dark way you did that when the thing tough. No food, clean water for drink up. Now me and the dog them a link up. Big truck 20 inch rim just a spin up. The pioneer just a kicks up. And a hip-hop apocalypse up.
Hello.
You can't see the star through the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold so the Cuban link tough. How much ice just a hurr and me rings up.
Okay.
From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone cock us back a thing now. Bex throw me I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me. Me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
Me tell you the truth if I were.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, February 7th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. As we get into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And don't forget, John's new arrivals in stock every Monday. Ladies, be sure to check them out. They got John's fast fashion. They got John's workwear as well. And new arrivals, like I said, every Monday for the ladies. And a wide selection for men, women, and children. Formal, casual, and athletic. And don't forget, they got small home appliances and cookware as well available for you at John's also. Let's go to those phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
What's up, man? St. Petersburg, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, St. Pete? What you got for me today?
Man, how you doing in the 242, man?
As good as we could be. A lot of shit in the fan, man, though. You know how it is.
Look up, man. What's up in the water in Nassau, man? Every time I turn around, somebody gets shot. Man, it's so sad, man. You know what I'm saying?
Five murders, one a day since Saturday. That's where we're at. And multiple shootings.
And people coming to me, I say, man, I hear all these shootings in your hometown. Is it safe? I say, yes, it's safe, man. You know what I'm saying? But you know, the opposition, they talking about getting rid of the national security wise. Man, you could change prime minister, national security police chief every week. But if the people, man, if the people mind that don't change, man, it's going to be the same thing over and over, man. You know what I'm saying? It's so sad, though, you know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Man, you know, the people got to want changes, man. You know, like, these criminals, they eating, living, and sleeping in somebody's home. It's a dot on the map. Everybody know everybody. But people don't want to speak up and tell crimes. It hit them in the face. And it's so sad, man, you know, innocent people going to get shot. I had a friend, he said, man, he doing with gold at night now. He said he's scared to go at night now. You know what I'm saying? Crazy, man. You know, back in the days, when we was coming up, man, we could walk any street at night, any hours of the night, and then worry about nothing. But the mentality of these young people, man, nobody want to, you know, take a good whooping out of it. Everybody think the gun is sad, man.
It is. It's a horrible situation, man. Nothing like when we were young.
Yeah, we were young. You know, we coming up, man. And then if me and you fighting, I'll see before the day old, me and you my friend, you know?
Right.
And if someone come mess with one, you my jack then, you know, me, that's the way it was, you know. But now that if you fight somebody, you might have to kill him because everybody will come back at you. Hey, man, y'all be safe in the 242, man.
Yeah, St. Pete, always good to hear from you, my brother. You be man, safe, too.
Yeah, that song funky now, so that should be the number one song now.
Yeah, but that's just Kapunkle right up, man.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, no, Funky Nassau is Kapunkle up Nassau right now. It ain't funky no more.
Hey, I heard that word in so long, man. Kapunkle. Yeah, that's a good old word, boy.
There you go.
Hey,
anyway,
you take care, man.
You be safe, man.
All right.
All right, St. Pete, always good to hear from you, bro. Let me check some of the text lines now. Because, boy, I tell you. They hot. Naughty, do you see a couple boats almost on West Bay Street? I do. A lot of people buzzing on that. I see a lot of them on West Bay. Two, one in particular that I thought was a new tourist attraction a couple of weeks ago. Because I saw it out there in the middle. And now today I see it adjacent to KFC. Right there. Next set of Overs in Silver Key Front Yard. So we need to find out what's going on with that. But I know several of those boats that are docked at the end of out there at Fish Fry, Araki. They took a lot of damage yesterday with the swells and the weather and the wind. Maybe it broke loose and that's where it ended up. But I know it's way too far inshore to be there on its own. It's obviously a situation. It's obviously run aground. And they need to get it off there. And there's reef damage going on right there. Small as that reef is right there, that is an ecosystem. And it's one of the last little bits of shelter when things want, you know, get over into the road. All right, caller, I see you. I'll get to you in 1 second. Naughty, I have a problem with BPL. I live in Pastel Gardens in the south. The power went out 3 times today. It's still off from 9 this morning. I thought this New Day government had it together with BPL. I guess not. Same foolishness, different year. Wow. I feel your pain. Naughty, me and you were young 50 years ago. The sun was even different when we grew up. Boy, I tell you, we're getting up there. And so is the country, my brother. So is the country. Naughty, great show as usual. Who do you think would be a suitable replacement for Monroe? And also, Brave can't replace Monroe because he probably made a major party contribution. I don't envy Brave. Heavy is the head that wears the crown. Boy, you could say that again. I think this may cost the PRP next election, not because of crime, but how they handle the crime. Naughty, I think this is just my view. I don't think Brave can do what he really wants to do pertaining to crime because of the election in 2 years. Because if he is too harsh, it will irritate the voters and he will lose the election. Wow. So who are you really catering to? As your voting base, wow. All right. Nah, I got one. Let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, my brother?
Right there, buddy. You know, one or two come right at me. Why people running on but me and Monroe must resign? Over the years, we're having over 100 murders constantly. And you hear anybody call for those ministers to resign during that time, if you could remember?
Maybe once or twice, but not with such veracity.
Hmm? No, that's what I'm meaning.
Yeah.
See, Monroe ain't out there with a gun killing nobody. It's just the mind of the people. And we just have some disgusting people around here. Oh, Monroe to resign. No, and you put somebody else here, what gonna happen? Ain't nothing gonna change. Unless they change, they talk to him.
Now, you know, I could give you the benefit of the doubt with Mr. Monroe pertaining to that, because I know the culture and the street culture and the crime culture does change. It's ever evolving. It's always going to be there. But what I can carry him to task for is he can change loopholes in the law that will protect him is better, and he's refused to close them. Now, I wonder what hat he's wearing. And, you know, you never promised more than the 5 years you voted in for. So maybe you're making sure life after politics is still rosy. Because you know what you do for a living.
Okay. He's the Minister of National Security. Like you said, a loophole, and I want you to dialogue with me. It's a loophole. Okay. They tried to close the bail one. That would be very good if they stop letting these guys out on bail. That would be a help.
That would be a
help. That would save us from getting all these murders, too. Okay? And the next point I wanted to say, and I like Fernando when he said saturated patrol. But now, I don't think they're saturating because it's not been showing. The people still get shoot, and you have saturated patrol. And I think you need to bite the bullet, buy sufficient cars. You see, you can't put two cars being down and say you got saturated patrol. That ain't going to work. You have to get about 7 to 8 cars.
But didn't we just buy a bunch of new cars?
Yeah, man, you know.
And I see a couple mashup already, but anyway.
No, hold on. Let me get my point across. See, they don't have to go driving all about. Just stay present. They'll deter the criminal from doing foolishness. When you say bomb, bomb, I say loom, loom. Because you're right in the area. See, buying the cars will deter. For instance, you put a car in Super Value Yard, park them. You put one maybe... one on top of Meeting Street Hill, one on Ponciana Drive, and you put one or two on Blue Road. And then you put about 3 to patrol the intercity. You don't have to drive up and down. You just park to a certain point, and then you patrol into a certain point. And that costs about 8 cars. And see, because you got to try something different. You're saying you saturation, but you got to put your money where your mouth is. And I don't think that's happening. See, once these crooks see the police, they are deterring them from going to take any chances.
All right.
You see where you're coming from?
Yeah.
They need to draw up a different saturated patrol. It's all good, but you got to put the money where your mouth is and go saturated. Again, I repeat myself, 2 cars in certain areas ain't gonna cut it. You need to put them there. And so when anybody have any idea to try anything, it ain't going to happen because they said, oh, boy, I ain't fooling with that demand right in the area, you know. But you put 2 cars, my brother, they need to draw their plan out different. If it calls for more cars, then you have to do it. Okay, the other day they spent, what, $30 million on Zoom? That's for any purpose? Huh? Anyway, thank you.
What about the $60 million in consultants?
Let me say this. When it comes to the dark room, they out of order with that. What I would have done, and I can call him. You have a good person like, let's say, Bishop Ulanano. I use him. He was a former assistant commissioner of police, right? And he is also a bishop. He know how to deal with the public, and he got the charisma for it. Way better than that crew with them. So give him a job as a consultant. And then you got the other gentleman, what his name is, who got this rally in the alley, John Ferguson's gentleman. Give them a job. They could go to these schools and talk to some of these children before they get out of hand. And that will help save some of our people. But you just giving somebody because they do a favor for you. And giving out really dilly. And, you know, mind me. When we spend our money, you got to spend the money wisely.
I agree, because it's all
money. I guess Hewlett and Hunter would be a good man to give, ask to do a certain job, and with that, because like I say, he got the charisma, and the people have got more respect than him. You see? And he could get these school children and think, I think that would be a great idea.
Good stuff, bro. Always good to hear from you, man.
Yeah, man.
I got a couple other calls to get, but you're making some good points, though.
Yeah.
Be safe.
All right.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Naughty, happy new year to you, buddy.
You too, my brother.
Calling for the year. Listen, Naughty, I have one question. Do you think that if Mr. Alfred says we're still at the Ministry of Public Works and whatever, do you think, Naughty, and you could plead the fifth if you want to, that any of those shanty towns would have been knocked down?
Boy, you know my late mother used to say, if you don't have nothing good to say, don't say it.
You plead the fifth. Just say you plead the fifth, okay?
Really? We saw what was going on there. I mean, Mr. Sears is an utter disappointment, in my opinion. I mean, such great credentials, such a brilliant man, and look, the hedging, the shanty towns, the puddles, nothing.
He had no fire to say, at least Mr. Sweetness, say, but, you know, this thing is for Bahamians. You need to think if we move Monroe, at least you try something different. At least try nothing ventured, nothing gained. Because right now, in my opinion, Monroe isn't doing anything. No, he's not supposed to stop crime, but he's supposed to advance policy, legislation against guns in this country. Something he has that power to go to Parliament to convince his cabinet colleagues. Listen, we need to make the possession of firearm, make it more punitive, which the commissioner of police have been calling for years. He started working with the commissioner of police. And so we can continue to have these same results. Although we could put a million cars out there, they ain't gonna change. That's my advice.
Good stuff, man. I appreciate you. Always good to hear from you. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, all is well?
Yeah, brother, what's going on?
Listen to me, man. I ain't no conspiracy theorist or nothing, right? But this issue with this crime situation, our elevating thing under this regime, is almost like it's like a distraction away from all the money these guys giving their cronies, man. You understand? All in the news is crime, killing. And not what's going on with all these people getting these contracts. Who getting these contracts?
But my brother, even I get your point with crime being a major distraction and a major problem, and probably like something that everybody's, you know, at the forefront. But for a long time, I've been saying, without a Freedom of Information Act, without a Procurement Act, even if we didn't have a crime problem, we still wouldn't get that information because we don't have a Freedom of Information Act. We don't have a Procurement Act.
They trying to stop that from happening. They keep talking about they ain't dying a serious issue right now. You understand what I'm saying? Because they're trying to hide a lot of things, what they doing, man. You understand? It ain't nothing what I don't know. There's something what I know people who get.
If you're transparent and you're accountable, then you shouldn't have a problem with the Freedom of Information Act or a Procurement Act.
Exactly. You was pushing that in your campaign. You understand? You were pushing that all your campaign. Now you're getting there. Now it's the last thing on your mind, on your agenda. You're trying to tell me we don't deserve to know what's going on in our own country?
Bad for business, man. Connect the dots.
Exactly. Thanks, man.
All right, my brother. Be safe. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty. Silver Doll here.
What's going on, Silver Doll?
Right here. Listen, I had a conversation earlier with Mr. Lang, and I was telling him what I heard on Howard's show, where they were talking 5-year terms.
Mm-hmm.
The person sent him some information showing that under Ingram, I think 207 to 212, where there was 400 and something murders.
Right.
I think that was the time when Davis then put up those
billboards.
Yeah. And then Christie came in from 12 to 17, where he had, after they put up the boards now, he had 600 plus murders on his 5 terms. Then back to Menace, when it dropped then to 3-something in his 4.5 term. And now, we said that 2 years left under this administration, 2 years plus, and we done at 300.
Right.
Ain't that amazing? How, and I asked like the same question I'm going to ask you, how do you think it's possible? I'm wondering if you think it's the method used, or what is it? Crime always seem to go higher under the PLP than it is under the FNM, but when is the FNM in, the PLP make it seems like it's this big deal, but when they're in, crime always seem to tumble.
The numbers don't lie. If I look at it with my sports hat on, those statistics, those numbers don't lie.
Exactly. So what is going on? Is it something that the FNM is doing different up? I wouldn't even say differently.
No.
I said different up.
Different up. You gotta throw the pandemic in there. You know, that helped a little bit, you know.
No. We're talking before the pandemic, the crime was down. Check the statistics.
No, I'm not saying it wasn't. I'm not saying it wasn't.
2019.
Hold on. I'm not saying crime wasn't down, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that. I'm saying the pandemic, a lot of people who had been out doing foolishness because of protocols remained in. And I think now we need some of them more of those protocols to be added back to the routine.
That's what
in
I'm
certain
saying.
Areas,
this is an emergency.
To bulk up and assist the regular patrols, because you know the more eyes and ears you have on the ground, the more information and recon you can get to help cover the problem.
Exactly.
And another thing, when it comes to crime statistics too, both administrations are very, how should I say, very creative when they say crime is down. You know, you could say crime is down, but you just had 5 murders in 5 days. How is crime down? Oh well, when you look at, we're talking about shoplifting, car theft, this and this, those are down. Murder,
you know,
may be a problem.
What's the difference? To me, crime is crime. Murder is worse, but crime is crime.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. So you can't tell me crime is down if we got 5 murders in 5 days.
You understand me? So what's the bragging about? Are you pumping your chest because somebody didn't steal somebody's car as much as they were doing before? I thought that a life lost would have been a higher priority. So as long as murder's up, there's no reason to open your mouth and say, oh, crime is down. I mean, it don't make no sense to me. So I'm trying to figure out if it's something that the FNM did differently from what the PLP is doing, or were they harder on crime, or was the person who they put it, because I could say that I don't feel like Manuel's going to do anything about it, because like you say, he got to have something to fall back on. I know he knows all the loopholes. I don't care how he fixes it, left, right, or center. He knows all the loopholes.
He's a brilliant individual, man. Very smart, man.
He's not going to. That's why he says nothing. Because he knows, and I don't understand why Mr. Davis don't move him. Because he knows exactly, both of them actually, that's their line. So if that line is closed, if they close the loopholes, they know how to get legal, like this bailed act. My Mr. Monroe don't have it down. Park out to get his clients off that. I could almost guarantee you when he come back out there, first client you will hear is he ain't going back to jail because of breaking curfew. Because why? He knows exactly how to wiggle him out of it. He knows how to close the loophole. Okay, well, I don't care what nobody say. I know he knows. He's too smart of a man, and he's proven how smart he is when it comes to that. He knows exactly what to do. He just refuses to do it because it would be locking. It would be like him cutting off his bread and butter, so to speak.
Cut off your nose to spite your face.
Uh-huh.
All right. Always good to hear from you, man. I got to get a couple other calls, but good stuff as always.
Yes, sir.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty CG.
Hey, what's going on, CG?
You know, is it possible to come to the conclusion that our current leaders are just afraid to tackle this matter, maybe because of the nature of, you know, they're
you got to look at who you caught in an election to get your message out there, because if your message gets out there, you know, and it resonates, then you have this to deal with after you get in.
Yeah, but I'm saying, Naughty, if you have been working in the criminal environment as a legislator for all these years and amassing a lot of knowledge about how it's moved, you know how deep this pit is.
Yep.
You might be afraid, because you don't need no calls coming to your house, no death threats and all of this, so you're just afraid. It could be that the criminals have the upper hand on our legislators.
No, man.
You don't think so, Naughty?
But
look at the results we're getting. No one can go in Parliament and pass a bill to put you away for 100 years.
Yep.
Even if we just try it as an experiment.
No, three strikes and you're out, like in certain parts of the states. You know what I mean?
You need three. You get one chance to hit at this because you didn't hit at this for 2 years, man. You were, look, I'm celebrating your birthday, right? Imagine this, Naughty. I'm celebrating your birthday. You're a 55-year-old pedophile and a criminal. Am I not celebrating who you really are when I celebrate your birthday every year? I'm encouraging you to continue to be the menace. Look what we do. We celebrate criminals' birthdays. Imagine if I celebrate my own. You know the doggone stuff that I do that I shouldn't be celebrating? I think the problem is in the birthday celebrations, too.
For
you know,
you,
I can throw that one at you,
Naughty. For you all over here, and you're hitting all kind of dartboard today.
Take it, Naughty.
Be safe, boy. CJ, let me check the text lines real quick. Naughty, we already bought the police BMW bikes, and he went to the police to have more cars. They already can't drive. We need long prison sentences for lifetime plus 99 years. Naughty, they need to lock Nassau Village and Baintown down. Why just those two areas? I know they got hotspots, you know, don't get me wrong, but why just them two? My brother, in the next 3 years, Mr. Monroe will be right back fighting the government to win court cases against the government and probably winning. Move towards finding answers to punish criminals and to monitor those out, Naughty. Mike in Canada. Big up to Mike in Canada. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hi, Naughty.
Hey, take your radio down for me, man. What's going on?
Listen here, Naughty. It's two men. One that's retired off the police force, Mr. Wilton Johnson, Superintendent Wilton Johnson, and Freddie Brown, who's to be with the Defense Force. Get those two men to be consultant for the government, anyone in the government, because they don't cut no punches. They're stern. They know how to deal with young people. Get those two. And anybody will call in and back me up for that. That's Wilton Johnson. He just retired from the police force. I think he was assistant superintendent. And Freddie Brown, who's a big commander on the Royal Defense Force. And I think if you get those two men, and there's a couple others, I know these men. I grew up with these men. And I know them. Number one, they love the Lord. They love children. They know how to mentor. And I think if you get these two men and get them free reign, don't let the government see sometimes you get people in there and the government still reeling them in and they can't do what they really want to do. And that's both FNM and TLP. You hear me?
I hear you. You got good points.
I don't know if you know Wilton Johnson and Freddie Brown. He used to be a referee playing basketball, but he was on the Royal Bahamas Defense Force. I think he already retired. And if you get these men, I guarantee you, you'll see a difference because our government, and you can't see that. I can tell you this, Naughty. If you say now you're married and you're going to kill your wife, could any government, could any police stop you from doing that? No. So we have to put the punishment for the crime that is so severe, 100 people might go to do it, and 80 of them say, boy, I ain't going to do that. I can get 40 years for having a high-power rifle, 5 years for every bullet in the magazine, that's just for having it, and if you discharge it, another 10 years. You got to put the fear in these young people's heart to try to stand them away, because you look at the young guys now, they didn't have the hand up like gun shooting on the road. So if you don't put a fear, say, boy, guess what I'm going to do? Just how long I'm going to prison for, many of them will turn away. And the Bible says that. And they shall hear and fear and do no more. And it must be done swiftly. Because the Bible said, because sentence against an evil work is not carried speedily, the hearts of men are set in to do evil. And the home need to be changed. The home is not with it when you are growing up, Naughty. Thank you.
I got you, Abby. Good stuff, man. Abby always just managed, you know, to get his good points across. Always got something good to contribute. Got like that, man. Good stuff. Everybody who contributed today, good stuff, good points. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Nazi, what's up? It's Peter Good again, man.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Nazi, I just want to
check it out. You know, like, you know, they have in St. Petersburg, they got take-home cars. Police officers, they have take-home cars, and they live in the community. And they have a program here, like, they'll take an abandoned home and fix it up and give it to the police. So he could be a part of that community. And that police, he is known to that community, you know what I'm saying? And that and in those areas where they got police take-home cars, man, I would say there's no crime, but you got to be a fool. And the response time, the police officers got to take home. A police never off duty. They take home their gun, everything. They are well aware of the crime situation. And if they got a crime in that area, they know the automatic which police to call. So it you know, it's a deterrent. But like I said, the previous caller, like, you need some really strict laws. Like, these young people now, they ain't got no fear. You got to put the fear back in us. You know, when we was coming up 50 years ago, we see a police officer, we were scared. They shoot them with the police, you know? They don't have no respect for themselves. And when they shooting at the police, you think they can worry about me or you or anybody else? They need to put the fear back in these young kids. And all these mamas them get up there on front of the media talking about, oh, that's my good son. He was just about to turn his life around. But yet, you know this man that got illegal stuff in your house. So you part of the problem. You know, I tell you, the mindset of these people need to change. It's going to never be good. Like I said, and if somebody want to do crime, he no police officer could stop us. But these people need to start speaking up, man. Hey, peace.
All right, man. Appreciate you, my brother, as always. Good stuff, man. You all sorted this whole first hour, man. Everybody chiming in. Time to get to the break, Mr. Producer, then to the news. So that's what we're going to do. Get to the break, then get to the news. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll be talking sports. Pearly will be in the building. Talking Heads continues right after this.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got a spaghetti now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them one poison me, throw me thing up. Pass me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dog, where you did that when they think tough? No food, clean water for drink up. Now me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20 inch rim, just a spin up. The pioneer just a kicks up. And a hip hop or calypso.
Hello.
Yeah. Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy. And spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice. Guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
The new KFC Nuggets have arrived. That unlike the no-gets, ours are handmade using 100% white meat. Unlike the no-gets, at KFC, we hand bread every day to achieve the perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets, in the original recipe, you'll never settle for less. KFC, the real nuggets. It's finger-licking good.
Foreign Currency brings you the African Giant live in concert. Burna Boy. Burna Boy performing live Saturday, February 17th, taking place at Clifford Park with Burna Boy performing live. also performing Rich Homie Quan.
Dirty
Afri,
Joe Capone,
Bax Civelli,
Rati Pinder,
Blondie,
Fat Shot,
Puzzle,
Judah the Lion,
and Jay Shepard.
Hosted by Natural Empress,
Rika C,
Pencil,
and Aaron Rain.
Music by the country's top DJs, Overdose,
DJ Tag,
DJ Hennessy,
DJ Mad Bull,
AJ Unruly,
DJ Melody,
Spilling the Gate 2024.
Saturday, February 17th,
at Clifford Park,
with Burna Boy. Get tickets now. The name of the game is to be on the scene.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
One day you may find out certain people not like me. Everyone got us bagat thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them one pies and me from me thing up. Plus me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dark way you did that when they think tough. No food, clean water for drink up. Now me and the dog them a link up. Big truck 20 inch rim just a spin up. The pioneer just a kicks up. And a hip hop apocalypse up.
Hello.
You can't see the star to the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold so the Cuban link up. How much ice just a hurt and me rinse up.
Okay.
From what day you may find out certain people don't like me.
Ads with Nati is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Foreign Currency, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Nati Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Scotiabank, Sun Oil Limited, and Tropical Gyros.
If I tell you the truth, if I were you, then me probably would like me neither.
Wednesday, February 7th edition of Talking As Your Boy, Naughty New Company, right up until 6 p.m. And I got special guests. You know, pretty going to zoom in short order, but it is fantastic. Glad to have Eddie Carter back in studio.
Thanks for the special.
Representing the Island Game.
Yep.
Doing big things.
Yeah. How you doing, man?
It's the week of, man.
But, hey, it's a huge week for sports.
Prop bets galore.
I mean, the event is on, and it seems like every year betting records get beaten now, right? Every year there's more bets going on, more ways to bet going on. I was watching one of the sports shows this morning, and they were doing parlays with two receiver combos getting touchdowns, at least two touchdowns, right?
Wow.
Right? So it's so much interesting stuff out there, right? So it is a fun time. And here at the Island Game, and in particular today, our sports book, we're excited for this most wonderful time of the year.
The Super Bowl, baby.
That's
what
we're
talking about.
You know, Super Bowl is great and then not, right? Because to me, it's like the end. You know, it's like, boom.
It's a long period before, a long time for August to reach.
Boy, the off season is long and brutal.
It's February now.
Right.
Yeah, through February.
Yeah.
March should get us through quickly with March Madness.
Yeah, you'll get through that. March Madness is amazing.
But then April puts on like air brakes, and it drags. Yeah. It takes the longest 21 days to get to that draft.
Well, then the only thing you got is...
Gentlemen, you forget there's the combine.
No, I don't like to watch men run up and down in tights. I'm sorry.
Hey, that's fun. The combines are good, and then at the end of April is the draft.
Yeah.
All right, and then all this time, see what y'all doing, Quentin. See, this is your problem. This is your problem right here. Then other than that, you got the Dodgers. That's you worried about.
We do have the Dodgers, but let's be honest. It's a 162 game season, baby.
162 wonderful games that I enjoy, about 110 of them.
Yeah, but man, and they all starting at 10:30 at night.
Naughty telling.
I got to go.
and Texas just chimed in. Naughty, great show as usual. Tell Eddie I bet against the Detroit Pistons every game. It's a sure $1,000. I love the Island Game. Detroit ain't one, but Detroit.
So I was reading something as I was waiting to come up here, talking about the Super Bowl referee for this event. Have you all studied this at all, thought about this at all? Because let's be honest, the officiating, thank you, has a major impact on this game, as it does every game, every sport where someone's judging right? Did he foul him? Did he not foul him, right? How many games in the NBA have been decided because this team went to the free throw line three more times than that other team, right? So how things are called and judged is huge. Well, the judge, the head referee for this game is a gentleman named Bill Vinovich. He's also the same head referee for Super Bowl 54. You know what happened in Super Bowl 54?
No.
The Chiefs beat the 49ers.
Oh, yeah.
Just throwing that out there.
Wow.
Wait, when you're looking for the Bowls,
and there was up 21-10, and then in the fourth quarter, Mahomes did his thing?
Did his thing. So the same head referee.
Isn't this a little bit ironic of what we talked about several times earlier this year on the show?
Yep.
With several teams in particular, Kansas City being one of them.
Things to make you go,
But in defense of all of that, in the defense of all of that, they do go through a grading system all season. And the ones who grade out of the highest grades end up being the
But so does the teams. And that's not how it worked out. The highest graded teams didn't make the Super Bowl.
No.
Kansas City was in the highest graded team. No.
The referees are graded on their...
No, they are. They do game study and everything, and they get graded on
every call. Guys, of course, he's going to get graded perfectly if he needs to be there.
Like, who's judging him, right? It's the league. But do you know the NFL officials are the only of the four major sports on this side of the planet that aren't full-time?
No, they're not full-time.
Can you imagine? NFL is the biggest business, right, in our side of the world. Sports-wise. And the NHL hires their officials full-time. NBA is full-time. Major League Baseball is full-time. Only the NFL. Funny, hey?
Interesting, Mr. Bond.
Don't they get a really good salary close to six figures or more?
Yeah, but I mean, if you read even the article I'm looking in The Guardian from this morning, one of the referees is talking about it, and he's talking about how hard it is. Because there's a lot of commitment to have this job, right? And then they got real jobs outside of this. I just find that very weird for the NFL that is supposed to, they're supposed to be leader of the pack when it comes to the sports league on this side of the world.
Yeah.
You know? And did you also know that their officials get Super Bowl rings too?
Yes, I knew that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Everybody gets Super Bowl rings, even the custodial people as well, don't they?
I know. I think everybody through the administration.
If the team gets it, all the workers on the team, I think you're right as well. I'm not too sure, but it's custodial for the stadium. Let's don't go there. I may be pushing it a little further.
I don't know if the guy's sweeping the floor, you know, 2 hours after everyone's left is getting the ring, too.
The training staff, everybody who works, even the fellas who clean the bathrooms, and everything for the team. I think they actually get a ring or something.
Oh, a little bonus or something.
I don't know
if it's
the same ring, but I think I need to check that out.
They give them a little replica? A little fake diamond action? a gold plated?
You're so mean.
That'd be kind of cool. Like, don't give me that ring when you're giving out the other ones that costed like 20 grand each or what they cost, right? 50 grand each. Right? Just think, these guys' rings are more than we get paid a year. Well, Most of us, maybe not naughty, but you know,
the rest of us, right?
The normal one of us. So anyway, so there's a lot of, like I said, it is the most wonderful time of the year. And at Percy's Island game, we want to help you celebrate it, help you play the game this Sunday. That's right. You could be in the game yourself, give yourself something extra to watch, give yourself something extra. You've been watching all season long. It is time to put that knowledge, all the information that you've recorded, whether you thought you were recording it or not, you recorded it. Put all that now to work and come up with some good little bets that can make you a couple bucks on the last game of the season. Like I said, there's a lot of ways to do it at Percy's Island Game. We encourage you to join our sports book, and we also encourage you to game responsibly. Don't ever play any money that you cannot afford to lose. Okay, so good luck to everybody on Sunday. And also, speaking of the Island game, we are in February. It is the month of love, and we've got lots of love going on in our Lots of Love tournament. So every Monday and Wednesday this month from 3 to 8 p.m., come and spin with us. Buying is free. Rebuy is only $2. Have fun. one-armed bandits. We discussed that last week. I think my mom rocks at that. I think I'm going to sign her up for the tournament.
Good reiteration. Good girl. Good girl.
Yeah, yeah, we'll work on it. It's either that or drink beer or something, right? So, let's get it done. So, guys, we're getting close to the big game. Have y'all announced who y'all picking yet? Does anybody have the nerve to pick against Mahomes at this point?
I know some guys. I know some guys. I got some friends out there who are diehard 49ers fans. A particular guy that's been on the show with us the other day, and I know a couple others who, you know, but outside of that, I don't see a lot of many people think the 49ers are going to win this.
But you could take Mahomes, and you're getting points, right? Isn't San Fran the favorite?
I'm going to hedge. I'm just going to hedge my bets.
What's the latest line? Naughty, do you know what the latest line is?
1.5.
Real close.
Ooh, that's scary.
Yeah, it's real close. Pretty much a push. Pretty much a push.
Yeah, I mean, at that. You know what I mean? That's a toss-up right there.
I hope the city of Vegas becomes a factor, right? Because in the good old days of football, I don't know if y'all really know about my Raiders, we actually had a guy the night before the Super Bowl, we're playing in the Super Bowl, go to Mexico.
Yes, and go on a drug binge. Barrett Cooper. Correct?
No, Barrett Robbins.
Barrett Robbins.
He went to Mexico, baby. And this dude was an all-pro center at the time. The night before the Super Bowl, they're like, "Where's Barrett? Anyone seen Barrett?" Other guy said, "Yeah, he went to Mexico,
and he's on a binge and didn't come back.
He never came back. I don't think he ever played again. You know, that was it. I mean, NFL has changed so much. That's why I'm shocked they don't have full time officials. Come on, guys, let's jerry them. No, y'all stop cheapening up, man. Give the people a full time job and a nice big salary. They who gets scrutinized more." Than NFL. What sport gets scrutinized the officials more than the NFL? Anybody?
Anybody think officials NBA, get? NBA.
You think NBA matches or beats them?
They come under a lot of scrutiny now, though.
Who, the NBA does?
Yes, but a lot.
What you think, Pearly? Not baseball so much, right?
No, baseball has died off. In the steroid era, baseball was really under a lot. But I think now it's the NBA.
You think it's NBA? They're more scrutinized than in the NFL?
Yeah.
Really? See, I don't remember any big calls in the NBA. You know, I remember the non-pass interference calls that cost New Orleans that playoff game. What big no call or call you remember in the NBA? The defense rest, Your Honor.
No, I'm thinking, man. I will go with the disparities in free throws that were often moaned about in the Popovich era and in the Phil Jackson era, Larry Brown era, yeah, you know. And
if your team is taking jump shots and the other team is driving it to the hoop, guess what's going to happen?
Yep.
I mean, come on. I don't know. I guess I'm going to have to start getting the NBA now that the NFL is coming to a sad end, okay? So the coaching moves, any surprises for y'all?
Boy, you mean for Dallas?
Anybody. I mean, Belichick does not get picked up.
I see Dallas interview Rex Ryan.
Yeah, Rex Ryan threw his name in there.
Rex Ryan. How is Belichick? This is crazy, eh? What are the NFL owners telling Belichick right now? What's the message?
We don't want you no more.
Go sit down and drink a Lipton iced tea. Take the Nestle plunge.
We respect you, Lamar.
So this is it. The whole world, including the owners, have decided that it was Tom Brady. Right?
No, they decided that Shula will hold his record.
Really? You think they said they like Shula better? Shula was known as a grouchy dude in his day, too.
I just like that story better.
Yeah, but Shula was known as a grouchy dude in his day, too.
But he's beloved.
Yeah, because he got old. When you get old, you can be grouchy. And Belichick's getting there, too. Y'all got to. I'm amazed that the guy with the record that he has, and not that I'm a Belichick or any fan at all, but does not get more respect than what he gets. That's crazy to me. Absolutely crazy. Like when I look at other coaches, the cred they get, and they got the coach to. Greatest. Look at like, who are you, boy? Jackson in the NBA. You called his name out earlier. And he coached superstars. Right? Belichick built a team, a franchise, stayed there, got all the rewards, kept it consistent for two decades. Two decades. And none of these guys want him on this team? Wow. That's a serious statement.
That's a real indictment.
And I don't know if people honestly think about it. I wonder how he feels about that. I wonder if he's sitting there saying, wow, am I considered such a, you know, schmuck? You know, that nobody wants to work with me?
No, maybe the body of work over the last couple of years.
Come on. How many rethreads we've seen the NFL hire? Dudes who don't wear and got second,
not,
third.
Recently, you're not seeing rethreads hired. You're seeing a lot of
the babies now. Yeah.
30, 49, 40-some year olds being hired.
Yes.
The Don Quinn hire is a shocker.
Yes. Yes. They have gone younger with the hires to mixed results.
Yeah. You got some sincere, but you got some, for the most part, the young hires have worked.
Yeah. I just find it nuts that that resume, you know, doesn't get you anywhere with seven openings or whatever it was.
Then the NFL is, what have you done for me lately?
Yeah. I guess so.
And you have not had a good team in the last 3 years.
Well, you're not talking about my team, right? Please say you're not talking about my team. I'll take the last 3 years. Why? You know, you're probably right. I think we were in the playoffs 4 years ago.
Years, are you? You're 30 years.
Playoffs 4 years ago. Remember, Carr got his leg crushed the game before?
Oh, yes. You
know, we've had some
bad luck. You're on a good road, too, until he got his leg crushed.
We've had some bad luck. Rich Gannon. I don't know if you all remember him, but that started our bad luck. Rich Gannon was the league MVP. Granted, maybe not the most talented league MVP of all time, but he was the league MVP, right?
Yeah.
And he got taken out
and
just like flipping that.
In the Super Bowl.
Yeah, just take. No, it was the championship game.
Yeah.
Champion Baltimore. And I remember the big fat dude. Remember Tony Siragusa? Y'all remember him?
Yes.
Goose.
Yeah, the goose. Fell on him, man. Put all that lard on top of that leg, and poor Rich career leg was season and career were over. And the Raiders have never recovered. We've never had a quarterback play close to that type of level since. In 20-something years. 30 years now. It's crazy.
Crazy. What I'm looking forward to is if the 49ers lose, I can now, you know, get on them for using, you know, the Dallas Cowboys as a shield for all these years, for saying, you know, we haven't won one in 28. Well, they haven't won one in 29. And they've been. And I don't care if you go.
This is like an ugly contest, right?
Yes, it's a loss to lose.
Yeah. It's an ugly contest.
It's an ugly contest.
Neither of you should really be
talking
at all.
Neither of us got sick. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, honestly.
Yeah. If they get there and let their fans down again, I'm going to start calling them the 49ers.
Would you prefer not to get there at all?
If I'm going to lose, yeah.
Really? I heard you the other day complaining about Dallas always being in the playoffs and not going anywhere. That's very interesting. You should try being in other shoes that haven't been in the playoffs in 20 years and keep losing that next to last game of the season, and see it crash right there when, we were so close to finally making there. That's surely got to be a bigger pain. And there are more of them than there are you.
But I feel your pain. The Al Davis.
Yeah, but it's not just me. Think about these friends. Look at Detroit.
Yeah.
Imagine being a Detroit fan.
Long-suffering.
Not long-suffering, Naughty. Never. There's nobody who ate well, so you can't suffer.
Right.
They've never had good times.
They've never had a taste.
Right. They've never had the good old days. Can you imagine that? You following a team for 50 years and never had the good old days? I feel for them as a sports fan because, you know, fan is a fanatic. And I know what it is to love that team, to be committed to that long, man. And you get hurt every single year, Jack?
Ooh. Every year.
Ooh. Ooh, fans are a special lot. Now, did y'all notice something in the news this morning about them getting an app that's going to unite all the sports leagues? You saw this?
No, we got a call. Let's get to that, though. But, yeah, that's kind of, what do you mean, like NFL, NBA,
yes, sir.
NHL?
ESPN, Fox, and
Fox.
Who? You saw
ESPN,
it, right?
ESPN, Fox. One other time.
I'm predicated to probably lead people some more. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Good afternoon to all your gents.
What's happening, Prophet?
All is well. Now, I reserve my pick until the game is finished and over. But I would like to hear from Pearly, especially, and Naughty. I think you already made it your decision.
I'm not going to say until Friday.
Mr. Carter, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. How are you, man?
Well, you're solid, get daddy. But anyway,
I wish.
May his soul rest in peace. But let me say this. I reserve my pick until the game is over. But how would it be? I see my prediction is 17-25. And how many more days we have before the big day? Four? Is it four?
But it is. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, four, yeah.
Pearly, what do you see?
I'm gonna announce my pick on Friday.
Pearly's playing hard to get.
We did something as in I don't want to, you know.
I'll make my picks on Friday. I got to make my picks Friday, man.
Ricardo, what do you see, sir?
I'm a Raider, and I really do not.
I see a team with red in their uniform winning.
Yeah, but the fact that I.
The team in what?
I see a team with red in their uniform winning.
Well, that's a pretty safe bet.
Both of them wear red, don't they? Don't they?
That was my joke. But anyway, Eddie got his answer.
I think it's hard to, at this point. If I'm being a fan of neither team, and having no bias towards either of them, except for I really hate Kansas City because they beat us up every year. But I'd have to. I would.
Who's up?
The Raiders. I would not bet against Mahomes at this point.
But you okay. You answered the question.
Yeah, I would not bet against Mahomes. If I put money down.
Would you align him with the great Kobe Bryant?
Who, Mahomes?
Yes.
Man, if Mahomes, no, he's ahead of Kobe.
But you'd be okay.
He's ahead of Kobe.
You were talking good enough.
Do you realize if he wins the Super Bowl, right, by the age of 27, the company he is going to be keeping, having won, what, three titles, two MVPs, and he'll probably be the MVP again. Do you realize that we...
Kobe had a three-peat.
No. This is rarefied. Rarefied. As a matter of fact, ESPN showed something.
But I think it's a back and comparison between Mahomes and Kobe. I mean, you got to look at Mahomes and Brady.
Well, no. I use that comparison with the lion heart that Patrick has, and Kobe has it. I don't understand why Behemoth pulled for LeBron James. I just can't get it.
I have a true prophet.
I am not a LeBron fan. I'm a Sixer fan, man. Embiid down. Down goes Embiid. Down goes Embiid. He has a meniscus. I've had one of them. It is a very painful thing.
Meniscus? Yes. Yeah, I have one too.
I was shocked at how much that hurt.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So I get the pain that he must be under, right? But, man, hurt again at this point. You got to consider not playing the season, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Only be bringing him back at the end.
Management.
Yeah, man, bringing him back at the end because when he is healthy, they're a very competitive team.
Very.
Right? You take him out and mix, and the trade deadline is what, tomorrow? It's like the last day before the trade deadline. So what are they going to do now? How desperate are the Sixers going to be to make some kind of trade? I think they're talking about Andre Drummond maybe coming in because a big man, he can at least rebound in and give you points like Embiid, but at least he could be a big man presence, you know? So they're going to need some help because he's going to be out at least 6 weeks.
Yeah, now that's a rough spot right there.
Terrible.
Here's a text in. Bill's perception got tainted when Brady won a ring without him. He's still one of the greatest coaches ever. And I think that might be part of the situation.
I don't know how you avoid that. I mean, Brady went on to have a success. I don't like him either, but boy, you got to give it to him, eh? Captain America.
Boy, Naughty, you got the morning boy, Eddie Carter, on your show. I'm glad you done the voice of, your voice to the sports show crew. I'm Eddie. Bring back the Island FM.
Oh, thanks for that.
Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Talking Heads. Talking Heads. Call us back, caller.
So it's just called Talking Heads, but when you started, you were by yourself, weren't you?
No, me and the wife started it.
Oh, she was the other head.
Right, when we were across the road, up the road.
There's no talking heads. You're trying to get... It was one person talking and one person listening. That's how the husband-wife dynamic goes. You know that.
You may be right. You may be absolutely correct, yes.
You're playing cute with putting an ass on that logo.
You may be right. You may be
it was
right.
Talking Head.
Let's go to the phone last. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
And Bertie, I sure Eddie know that. I want to see Eddie know this.
Who?
It's one of Eddie old callers on Island FM.
The Eater.
Uh-huh.
Ah, you got it right.
Peter,
Yeah, the Eater. You like squash, right? No, no, bananas.
Be careful how you use the word eater.
You all right?
Yeah, man, good day, your wife. When I hang up, you give me an update on if you can bring Island FM back. I don't know what it's up to do.
Okay.
But, Eddie, I mean, Eddie and Naughty.
Hey, what's happening?
You can't come out the AFC, man. Anybody who jump, come out the AFC and go to the NFC during the Super Bowl, they ain't no true AFC fans. They ain't no true football fans.
Even if it's your rival, your team's number one rival, I can't see myself pulling for Kansas City under any regard. Pearly, could you pull for the Giants to win a Super Bowl? I mean, to win a Major League Baseball?
Never pull for the Jets, Patriots, or Bills. Right. I never pull for the Jets. I don't care who they play.
Correct.
I would not. If the Jets playing the Citibank Pros, I pull them for the Citibank Pros.
I mean, Kansas City is a time difference. I like how they beat up on my Dolphins, but, you know, I just can't come up my division. And mind you, San Francisco, Joe Montana were my favorite team, and the Dallas. But now I'm committed to Florida, and I'm committed to Miami, and I'm committed to the AFC.
All right.
There you go.
Well, it should be an easy. Miami Heat. Your betting should be easy at the Island game this weekend, though.
Yeah.
Chiefs. All right.
Y'all have a good day.
You too, Pumpkin. Good to hear from you. Oh, naughty that everybody knows. It's Kansas City in your belly. I like how y'all haters don't ever consider Dirk Nowitzki as the greatest, even though he beat LeBron and Wade while being sick. Listen, Dirk is up there. Dirk is in the conversation as one of the greatest Euros, if not the greatest.
No, he's not the greatest. Luke is the greatest.
He'll never be the greatest white boy in the history of the NBA. No, that's Larry Bird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right? But, I mean, he's in the conversation.
Yeah.
And I like how he punked LeBron then when he was sick and all that. But I mean, come on. Let's put perspective where perspective is. Maybe you take that to Germany. He's the greatest German player over UA Blob and Detlef Schrempf. Detlef Schrempf for three. You remember Detlef Schrempf and Larry Bird had one of the greatest 3-point shootouts in the All Star game, and Schrempf drained like 22, and Bird drained every one of them. The money ball to win it. He shoots and he looks away with number one up. Back on.
It didn't even bother watching it.
Let it go, turn back on, walks away, puts number one up, swap.
Weren't no doubt about it.
Man, the hit from French Lick was mad.
Oh, he was bad.
Couldn't stand him. Every game he played, hated him because I'm a Laker.
Well, I'm a Sixer.
The minute he retired,
hello.
It was a sad day when Larry went away.
Watching him, Doc, play all the time. Dr. J and Bird go on.
Remember the time they got in that fight in Barkley? Bird from behind and Doc picked
it was
up
on
and
the cover of Sports Illustrated, man. With
Doc giving him a three-piece.
Long arm reaching out because he had a long wingspan.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads. Let's go to the next one, Mr. Producer. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, what's going on? This is Muff Road.
Hey, what's going on, Muff Road?
What's going on?
Hey,
Eddie Carter.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, when the late Sir Charles was on Chihuahua Lang Show and they started to talk about the Super Value commercials, I told Sir Charles, say, well, Eddie doing a good job, so you don't have to worry about nothing. And he had a good study going on to get his heavenly reward, knowing that his son is Junior doing a good job.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's very kind.
Yeah.
Could never replace him, though.
The same man who didn't walk, come there. You all got y'all on a nice winning streak now. Him and Eddie.
Yeah,
so, I know you ain't complaining now.
Oh, the man who I didn't want to come here. Man, I didn't want to come here. Who?
What you mean, who? LBJ.
Oh, I thought you was talking about you was getting confused with D'Angelo Russell, because I seen the Lakers cooking lately since D'Angelo Russell been on.
I've
been busy watching D'Angelo, not LeBron, because LeBron is still taking a game or two off, like against Boston.
He playing some ball. Yeah, he looking good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, I can't with Purdy on this one, man. I like Purdy, sorry, man. A little young rookie, a year and a half, and then to the Super Bowl. And the last time them two meet, Mahomes get the ring. He didn't end up getting the ring. So let Debo Samuels them and Kittle them and thing get one now, man. That's why I came with the underdogs in this one.
49ers are the favorite.
Yeah.
They are.
The favorite, I pointed.
Oh, over the Super Bowl champs. Boy, so that's something. That's how good Purdy playing then.
But it's funny.
Purdy had four snaps. when he come in and take over, man. And then to beat the Super Bowl this quick.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
And then to see his mom and his daddy crying up there in the sun, so proud of their son.
You sure his daddy was crying out of pride, or he was half cut? I ain't gonna lie, because you know mom's like, all my mom's like, sure to be.
Yeah, and he was so also, thinking about that contract extension.
Yes, and
was making him cry.
More beer.
He's crying. That one was crying because he was, DUI. He's getting a DUI. He's much smarter. I mean, the baseball player.
Yeah, no. But his dad was a heck of a baseball player when he did play.
Yeah. Okay, then, link up. Hey, we can talk, man. Good party. And Naughty, I say, you know, y'all can still pass away to get a shot together.
We got you covered, man.
Yeah, I can talk. I call you. You know, I got the number.
All right, Muff. Be safe. Bless.
I'm blessed. I will come see you by the Joker's Wild one day.
Whenever you're ready, man. Whenever you're ready, Muff, I got you.
What lights that ass we just be?
Tuesday through Sunday. Doors open at 8. Showtime is 9.
Okay, say no more.
All right.
All right,
cool.
Be
safe, bro.
Be safe.
So the average fan can name 2 Kansas City Chiefs?
Yep.
They can name, what, maybe 6? 5?
49ers?
Just the average guy. What you think?
What the hell happened to the league?
You get a feeling, don't you, Pearly? It's like a big team of stars against a few good men.
Yeah.
That's the vibe I get, all right?
Well, listen to this text. This is an interesting point here. Naughty, can you see the NFL boasting Mahomes is the face of the NFL without competing for GOAT status? Because if he loses the competition, it's about over. So if he wins this, it's a good point. If he wins this, he's now got 3 and 4 trips to the Super Bowl and 3 and 6 years.
If he wins.
If he wins, then he goes to 2 and 2 if he doesn't.
What was Brady's record?
Then the NFL got that blue-eyed boy.
Yeah, but what was Brady's record?
Purdy, I'm talking about Purdy. Purdy will be the new blue-eyed
boy. Yeah, Purdy. But what was Brady's Super Bowl record? Because he didn't win them all. He lost 2 to Eli, right? So 7-3. So there you go. So he got to beat 7, and he could lose this one and then win the next 3.
Yeah,
this is by everyone's account their weakest team that they've had, right?
But how many times have we seen Brady in the Super Bowl by account with the weakest team they had?
So the parallels are fair.
So yeah, if he gets it.
He did it with one tight end too, right? Just a tight end and him and a good defense.
And I still don't know. I think Kelce got one up his sleeve this game too.
Oh, he's going to have a big game. He's going to have a huge game. He has to. He has to.
Especially changing the name of the Chiefs to the Swifties, he got to have a good game.
He has to have a good day.
Yeah, I don't think I'm fully bought in on that.
Unlike the 49ers, right, they have more weapons. I think we could all sit here and honestly say on offense, they got more weapons, more diverse.
Right.
They got a different dude who could go for 100 yards receiving. They got 3 dudes who could do that on Sunday, and it'll be a surprise to nobody. They got the most versatile running back in the league. All right? Who's Kansas City at?
I say Pacheco, buddy.
I like Pacheco.
Let me tell you something.
No, I do.
Guy.
I do. I like him, but we're talking, right? You know, we're talking, again, what seems to be a rich talent pool against a few good men.
But Pacheco reminds me of that Jimmy Johnson kind of player.
Oh, I like him, too.
Give me half a step slow, half an inch short, but give me the heart. And Pacheco got heart.
I think we're the last team to beat Kansas City. The Raiders,
I think you were.
Right? We scared them straight. Right? So, but when we beat them, I was so happy when we took Pacheco out of the game. That's why we beat them, quite frankly, in that game. Because he was not a factor. We got ahead early, and they became just a passing team, right? And that's how you beat Kansas City.
Now, I'll tell you something. I think if Kansas City could establish the run with Pacheco early.
Well, if they score
and guess what? Yeah. San Francisco's been gutted in the 2 playoff games.
They can't afford the slow start in this one.
If they get the slow start in this one and Pacheco running the ball.
Right, they're in trouble.
Watch what between Andy Reid and Spagnuolo does. Right. One on offense, one on defense.
Unless they can pull a Harbaugh.
Then it's just 10 days from this.
And Andy Reid is a wizard, is a dark.
He'll keep running, right? He wouldn't just run 8 times in the second half and give them the game,
no,
right?
No, but what Andy Reid will do too, though, is out of nowhere catch you with a wicked play action. Yeah. And not just to Kelce. Yeah. But to a Rashee Rice on that quick slant, and he turns a 5-6 yard catch into 34 yard.
He's a master. He deserves it all. I mean, he is a brilliant guy.
And I'm telling you, the much maligned Kadarius Toney The much maligned.
he's been saving it all.
The mad oxygen in the womb is again one of those dudes poised to catch a 2-yard slant for a touchdown.
You're such a rehabber. Are you like that? You're the type of guy who picked that stray dog off to bring in a, come here, let me fix. Nobody else loves you, but let me fix
you. But if you catch me running the Super Bowl event, I have me win it. That's all I need.
Yeah, but don't you have to.
Eddie, Naughty is the chief conspiracy theorist. Mm. He can spin a story. I don't know why he's in the politics. He can spin a story. Oh, my goodness.
I'm telling you. Because
we need more of those in politics.
Yeah, right.
Name a person.
I'm good.
But we need to get rid of the Naughties in a world in politics, okay?
So just imagine that Eddie.
And it means well. He's spinning it in a good way, and it means well.
Yeah. But so do they. They'll tell you the same thing.
My thing is, I think Tony is one of those guys you let go under the radar, as is McCall.
It'd be
Harman.
Nice if he had a big game.
This is
nice.
The Super Bowl, and what you have to realize.
Super Bowl favorite.
Hold on. When you realize this is a Super Bowl, you have to take into consideration what comes with the Super Bowl. There's always a Cinderella. There's always a feel-good story. There's always some sort of vindication. And there's always some sort of heartbreak, like Jackie Smith. My God, he's got to be Jackie the sickest Smith. Man in America. Jackie
Smith. You still hurting? They have some really good doctors today.
Listen. Let me tell you, that's what made me fall in love with the Cowboys. My uncle married Lord Lester. His first wife, Bonnie Jeannie, they were huge Pittsburgh fans because she was from Pittsburgh.
Right.
So they was watching the game, and it was all me and Joe this, Rocky Blyer this. Watching this. Okay,
Mel Blunt.
I like this team with the star. I like this
team.
You
went contrary to everyone else. Yeah.
And they was about to win it, and Roger Staubach hit him in the worst place possible, his hands. And he dropped it, but it was Vern Lundquist.
And you thought, that's my team!
No. I'll tell you why.
I love you forever and ever. No. Till death do us part. Keep failing for me.
It was Vern Lundquist who asked me to sip the Kool-Aid when he hit it with, bless his heart. It's one of the greatest calls ever. Bless his heart. He's got to be the sickest man in America.
And that was it.
Let's go to the break. And here's Jackie Smith in the suit in the end zone just looking at his hands like, WTF. If that was a meme in the 70s, it was WTF. That was it.
Question mark.
That was it. So, and guess what? What people don't know is Jackie Smith was a great pro for the Cardinals for years. They were just a sorry organization. Dallas made a trade for him to get him in the Super Bowl. And he choked. But I felt bad because, you know, I was like, this Pittsburgh team, whatever. This team at the start was supposed to win. This dude dropped the ball. And then, a year later, a young man from the university burst on the scene. By the name of Tony Dorsett.
TD.
And that is when I said, I'm going to love this franchise forever and ever.
I saw him driving a moped one time on Shirley Street, just as a regular tourist.
Yeah.
And a little scooter with a nice looking gal behind him, just driving through the traffic long, long time ago. TD was good, yeah.
But he was one of the most electrifying runners there was. I mean, he was.
He was a Bo Jackson, but he was good.
Bo was a different breed of animal.
Nobody was a Bo.
Bo
knows.
I love Bo's football runs, but Bo's outfield throws off the wall in California in the All-Star game to home plate.
Bo's the best athlete ever.
I think best natural athlete.
If he didn't get hurt, yes.
Bo Jackson.
That dude was incredible what he did. Think about it, guys. He was the MVP of the All-Star game and the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
You know what it is to have that kind of talent?
No.
The Jordan don't.
And dude used to run for 1,000 yards or close to in seven games.
Yes, he used to be an all-star during the season. And you're right, join it halfway through and become an all-star.
And on the flip side of the break, we got Colin Cowherd taking us home along with Steve Young. Mm, great lefty. Contribution on Pat Mahomes coming from Steve Young.
Remember the Island game this weekend. There you go.
And of course, Pearly will be in tomorrow, reminding you about the Island game, and he got a great show lined up. So we'll see you tomorrow. Pearly will see you tomorrow. I'll see you Friday. Eddie, always a pleasure.
Thanks,
we got to do it again, brother. Be safe. And Colin Cowherd taking us home on the flip. Good stuff, everybody, for chiming in today. Great show. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Just because they were cheap, Keisha bought things that she really didn't want. Hungry for deals?
Let KFC satisfy your cravings before you do something crazy. Get the new Kentucky Crunch Sandwich with a juicy KFC chicken filet, fresh lettuce, and the perfect amount of mayo topped with a fluffy sesame seed bun for just $5.75. Order your new favorite sandwich online with Messenger or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to start your KFC order today. KFC knows value. It's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegance. East Refined Threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then Fine Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Wednesday, March 8th, 2024 is International Women's Day. Guardian Media wants all Bahamians to truly inspire inclusion. It's not just something we should say or something we should write about. It's something we need to think about, know, and embrace. It's what we should believe in unconditionally. This International Women's Day, Guardian Media wants you and your company to inspire inclusion. Celebrate the women in your organization this International Women's Day by placing them in an ad in our International Women's Day supplement. For more information, call 302-2300 or contact your account executive. The aim of the International Women's Day 2024 campaign is to collectively forge a more inclusive world for women. International Women's Day, Wednesday, March 8th, 2024. Inspire inclusion.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first. Guaranteed to pay
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Just because they were on sale, Max bought things that he and his friend really didn't need. Hungry for deals? Let KFC satisfy your cravings before you do something crazy. Get a KFC 6-piece value deal with 6 pieces of juicy fried chicken, 3 orders of crispy fries, and 3 buttery biscuits, all for only $20. Order your new favorite deal online with Messenger or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to start your KFC order today. Nobody does value like KFC, and it's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Steve Young now joining us live, the Pro Football Hall of Famer. Steve, it's great to see you. Hey, there's Steve Young. Haven't seen
him
in a while.
Very kind.
Great to see you.
That was a kind introduction. I appreciate that. Okay. Great to talk to you. I love talking to you.
Yeah. So it's interesting. You had Mike Shanahan, if I recall, the Niners OC, Mike Shanahan. So I love Kyle Shanahan. Do you see, between the play calling and personality, do you see his dad with him? Because you know his dad.
Colin, I'm glad you asked me that. Not many people have. Mike Shanahan and Kyle Shanahan literally are twins. I mean, the apple does not fall far from the tree. Mike Shanahan's the guy that came in on Wednesday with installation. He would look, he'd put up the linebackers or the safeties or something, say, like, these guys are terrible. We're going to rip their butts. Here's the 5 plays that we're going to run until they, and when they finally catch up to those 5 plays, here's the next 5. And we're going to run them out of the building. And then at halftime, he'd walk in and say, I told you we're going to run them out of the building. He was very aggressive. He was innovative. He was thoughtful. You couldn't hold him back. And Kyle is exactly the same. People want to box Kyle in. Oh, he likes to run the football. No, Kyle is like his dad. He's innovative. He's probably the most innovative minor than Andy Reid in the league today. And with the run game, with the pass game. And so your question is really the right one. He is his dad. His dad won Super Bowls, and Kyle will win Super Bowls and has been around Super Bowls because of the way they look at the game. They're aggressive and innovative, and it's very rare you get two of those two qualities together.
You know, it's interesting. I both think you're both highly conscientious, really good guys, have done well beyond football. When you were the younger quarterback, and I look at Mahomes, and I felt this year, despite his numbers being down, he graduated. He like now can not throw the ball. He did, and it's easy when you're less talented. And I love Tom Brady, but Tom Brady's not throwing sidearm. He's not running a 4-4. When you're gifted, you were physically gifted. Mahomes is physically gifted. It is hard to say, Steve, stay in the pocket and complete 6-yard hitches. I felt Mahomes this year graduated to quarterback you. Go to your career. When you were full of energy, could outrun linebackers. Do you remember the time that you're like, I think I'm growing up. I don't want to get hit anymore. Do you remember those years for you?
It wasn't, Colin, this is another phenomenal question. It is the question of the day because the prototype quarterback is Patrick Mahomes. I was an oddity back in the day. Today's game, I am the prototype. And so we've got to recognize that the challenge when you can move, but yet we also know championship football is played from the pocket, efficient, superlative passing is really where you win championships. But the guys that can run around are the ones that are going to make it happen because there's all these yards today in the game, first downs, touchdowns that are available that you've got to be able to go get. So it becomes that, I always said, it's the challenge of running a jackhammer one play when you run around, stiff arm a defensive lineman, make a big pass or sideline or run downfield. And then the next play, you got to play the violin. And the violin versus the jackhammer, that's something you're right. A lot of quarterbacks don't have to face. So there is a matriculation, a mindset, a maturity that has to come. And I agree 1,000%. I have watched Patrick Mahomes go from, I just want to put a Superman cape on. Yep. That's all I want to do. I'm awesome at it. And now realizing, oh, my gosh, that's not enough Superman plays to go win championships. You remember the Bengal championship game a couple of years ago where it really hit home. And so he's decided with Andy Reid, I'm going to go back and study. Because in the end, no matter if you can move or not, the quarterback position is a cerebral data gathering, data retention, reflexive recall game. And if you own the data and you can move around, you're going to be the king of the castle. So I think that Patrick Mahomes has absolutely graduated this year. You can see the maturity in that. You know what? I don't actually even have to put the quarterback role on. I can just hand it off. I can just drop it off. And the efficiency, you've seen in the playoffs, their offense seems like it's been very dink and dunk, very efficiency motivated, right? Like I think Patrick said, look, I want to be 18 for 20 at halftime for 130 yards, and we're up 17. Three. That's what I think that's the maturity. And that's why they're going to be so tough to beat because of his maturity.
You know, we got into this discussion earlier. Jason had said, what if Mahomes didn't land Andy Reid? He got a young defensive coach like a Justin Herbert. It doesn't work. He goes through another. And I said, I think he would win a lot, but I do think where you land is a big component of it. Brady's not bringing those rings home, those early rings, without Belichick. Now, later in Tom's career, he was more important than the coach. But you had Shanahan and Bill Walsh early. Have you ever thought, and Andy Reid with Mahomes, have you ever thought to yourself, Steve, I remember you in college at BYU. I'm old enough. I remember the Bandits. I remember, you would have succeeded. But have you ever thought to yourself, man, Bill Walsh and Shanahan, it was like class how that helped you.
Yeah, there's no question. People need to get over it. Quarterback, it's the ultimate team game. If you're going to be a great quarterback, you need a ton of help. And if you don't get that help, you're going to see people suffer. And you can still, I always say, if you don't get a lot of help, you should be able to at least put up a flare or a signal that, you know what, I'm still a great player. I just can't quite show you right now. But when they come together, when and I see that with like a Sam Darnold. I still believe that Sam Darnold has a lot in him. I saw some white flags go up when he was in Carolina and the Jets. Like, I do have this figured out. Just give me a chance. There are only, I'm going to be inflammatory, 5 to 7 places that I would want to play in the NFL today as a quarterback. And so when you get to those places and you have those innovative minds who understand the position, who can teach it and guide it and then also get out of the way, it's a miracle. So in many ways, you've just described what has to happen for Peyton Manning to come together with his coaches, with Tom Brady, with Dan Marino, with myself, with John Elway, with Mike Shanahan. Like, everybody needs that help. And when it comes together, you can go to the Super Bowl. You can be Hall of Fame. But that's part of it. And always say, well, what's more important, the coach or the player or the lineman? Or like, we all in it together. And I think you have to just kind of capitulate to that fact.
So I was surprised to read this because the Niners the Niners have been so good for most of my life. I mean, they've had some down years, Jim Tom Sula. Okay, but they've mostly been great. So their last Super Bowl win came with you in 1994. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Crazy.
Is that right?
It doesn't seem right.
Doesn't seem right. That's crazy to me.
It doesn't.
I mean, it's almost crazy. Like the Yankees have won more recently, but it's amazing. Like, when's the last time the Yankees won? And I looked at it this year in baseball. I'm like, wait, it doesn't make any sense. Do you think, give me the mindset of this sea of Niner fans in the organization. You've been so good for so long, and you're on a 30-year run. Do you, if I said this earlier this week, if it goes sideways Sunday and it doesn't work and Purdy struggles, what do they wake up Monday and say about Brock Purdy? What do they say? I mean, what happens if it goes sideways again?
I think about Kyle Shanahan when he had the Super Bowl at Atlanta, when he had it against the Chiefs 4 years ago, how John Lynch left the suite I was in to go down to the field to just kind of take in the last minutes of the Super Bowl and go win it. I mean, it's been in our mouth. The taste has been in our mouth a number of times. And it's been kind of ripped away from us. And so, yeah, if it does go sideways, Colin, it's going to be as painful as anyone. Because a lot of teams don't have the expectations.
That's right.
You rightfully say the 49ers are expected to be here. And if you haven't won one in 30 years, what have you guys been doing? So that's all on the table. And that's why I think that what I love about this team and the organization today that John's built, that Kyle's built, that Jed's built, and that Brock's running, is that it's resonant to me. The players in the locker room, the guys, the leadership, the spirit, the selflessness, it all resonates. And so it's all part of why I love this team and why it does seem like it's a 49er championship team. But now you have to go win it. And we recognize that if you don't win it, you got to go start over. And when you start over in today's game, you lose people. Is Debo here? Is George here? Can Christian be held on to? You know, what happens to Trent Williams? Like, all these, this is the best collection of talent in the free agency era since, I want to say, since the Cowboys of 92 or 3 or 4, or even our teams of 94, 95. Like, this is an amazing group of people. And so it's almost, remember at Thanksgiving, it was destiny. Who's going to beat these guys? And so if it goes sideways this weekend after the last couple of weeks of playoff football that hasn't gone really well, it's going to, like in the NFL today, it's a restart. But it's going to be a painful gutting that you can't imagine because it's the 49ers.
So you were in a Super Bowl 30 years ago, and it was big then. Do you ever look at what it's become? I mean, you could probably in 94 go out to eat dinner with a friend and sit in a corner and hide. Could you back in 94?
No, Colin, it hasn't. the Super Bowl really Super Bowl changed in the 80s, you know, and then by the time 90s kind of hit and we were 95, it was, I mean, obviously it's bigger, but it's bigger in a way that, like, it's big and then bigger. It's incremental. It's not a huge jump. The huge jump happened in the 80s, and I feel like it's resonant. When I come down to the Super Bowl, it feels, you know, it's not Radio Row now, it's Media Row. It's like they've done some things that are different. We're doing, obviously, video now, but there's big changes in that way. But, well, we played Miami, and we were hunkered down, and it was